USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. President Joe Biden and Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the time to act on another COVID relief package is now.
The notion here is we have to act now. There's no time for any delay.
The price of doing nothing is much higher than the price of doing something and doing something big. We need to act now, and the benefits of acting now and acting big will far outweigh the costs in the long run.
The president has proposed a $1.9 trillion plan. Biden said later Friday that he's for passing the relief package with or without Republican support. The Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all lost ground Friday. GameStop shares were up nearly 70%. Johnson & Johnson stock fell 3.6%, and American Airlines was off just over 5%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now 888-910-0341 or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
The reward to find the suspects who authorities believe planted pipe bombs outside the Republican and Democratic National Committee offices on the night before the U.S. Capitol riot has been increased to $100,000. The FBI on Friday shared a picture of a suspect in hopes of identifying them. Meanwhile, in a court filing on Friday, prosecutors say they found instructions of how to make bombs inside the home of a member of the Proud Boys who has been charged with participating in the January 6th siege of the Capitol. Authorities say 43-year-old Dominic Pizzola of Rochester, New York, had weapons in addition to bomb-making manuals on a thumb drive. Court documents state he was one of the first rioters to enter the Capitol, using a police shield to break a window and then chased a U.S. Capitol police officer up the stairs near the entrance to the Senate chamber and made a video about it while smoking a cigar. Two brothers from Montana are also facing charges for being part of the group that stormed the officer. Joshua and Jared Hughes were charged by federal prosecutors this week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A three-member panel of circuit court judges appointed by former President Trump have granted U.S. border officials permission to resume deporting unaccompanied children who are apprehended along the border without the company of their parent or legal guardian. But it's unclear if the Biden administration will choose to do so. The judges ruled Friday to block a lower court order. An estimated 13,000 unaccompanied migrant children were removed from U.S. soil before a court order last November ordered the Trump administration to stop. Republicans are taking action to block Democrats from packing the Supreme Court. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio and a handful of his Republican colleagues are reintroducing a constitutional amendment that would mandate the Supreme Court have 9 justices, seeking to block any future attempts by President Biden or his successors to expand the court. Rubio telling Fox News,
"This is where their radical base is demanding, and so that was their plan and their intent all along, and I think we have to be prepared for it. And if that's not the case, if they are not, in fact, planning to do it, then they should be supporting the constitutional amendment that I'm offering, which would make the number that we have now on the court permanent. Taken to its absurd conclusion, if a new administration, every time they come in, they don't like the composition of the court, they'll just keep adding justices. We could, you know, at some point have 25 members of the Supreme Court. That would be absurd, but that's the direction we could head here if we don't put a stop to it now."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.